This is my last session, and I want to start this session by just honoring the other speakers. I really want to honor Jonathan. Regardless of whatever anybody thinks, I want to honor his heart of humility, which just came through and came through and came through and came through. And there was absolutely nothing in his response which could have been offensive in how he was actually wanting to say, guys, I'm sorry. So I really want to honor that. And yeah, it's challenging to hear things that we haven't heard before. So just to reiterate what Mike was saying, let's take it all to the Father. And let's keep our love on with each other. I love working with Mike and Nancy. Obviously, I work quite closely with them. And as you guys know, Mike and I have journeyed for a long time. And I absolutely love everything about who he is. And I love the fact that the Father has put us together. I love the fact that we're completely different. And I love when we get in a room together and we just chat and we just, you know, for years and years and years, this has been going on where we'd get together. We just spend the day together, just chatting about what the Father's been showing us. And it always was so astounding how we were on the same page, coming from completely different directions. And yet we were sharing the same revelation of heaven. And I love that. I love that we're able to come together and say, hey, like, this is what I've been seeing. And I, you know, I remember in the beginning where I didn't really understand what he was saying. And I knew I had to make a choice. Either I'm going to make a choice that says, you need to see it my way, or we're not going to be able to do this relationship thing. Or I'm going to say, hey, I'm going to put this relationship before whether I can understand what you're talking about or not. And so that was my choice. My choice was, because we knew that the Father had called us to walk together. It was really clear right in the beginning. And so, and let me tell you, we have had to work through some stuff. Because that's what relationship looks like. And actually, I love his heart, which is always about, okay, so let's sit down and talk about this because there is a solution. Let's see what the how the Father's going to help us navigate this. So I really just want to honor him. I love walking with him. And I love that the Father has us walking together. And, oh, Nancy. Oh, I love you, Nancy. I haven't known Nancy for more than about 3 years, but I feel like I've known her forever. And in fact, when we first met, we'd known each other forever. And I know that we have such similar mandates around this stuff. That I know we're going to walk together, and I'm excited for what this next season holds. You know, I was listening to her last night talking about the global strategy groups and thinking, wow, it so fits in with what the Father's been speaking to me about in Restoration Cities, which is what I want to share with you guys. But before we get there, I want to share the story because for me, the end result is often misconstrued, and people see the end result and they think, oh, you know, you just woke up one morning and the Father said, hey, we're going to build some cities together. And you said, great. And off you went, and everything worked perfectly from there. Okay. Now, maybe for some people, that's how it works. Let me just tell you, I haven't had that experience yet. If that experience is out there, I'm ever hopeful. But in the meantime, I'm really happy to hold his hand and see how we get there. So I'm going to start by telling you how we came to have the wellness center. At that point in time, we had one building, which was the building that we have down the road. And we for quite a few years, we'd been running schools there. So we were running Schools of the Supernatural, my favorite school of intimacy. We had lots of different things, the School of Prophetic Living, lots of different types of schools that we ran there. And we were running a school called Preparing for Destiny. It was a 5-day school, and it was day 5 of the 5-day school. And during an activation session that I was running, the Lord opened up a vision for me. And I saw this building that we're in, which at the time was empty. I saw it in this vision, and I saw children running around and playing in that building. And it was fascinating because I was thinking to myself, what are you showing me that building for? Now, I had always been interested in the building. This building is 2 doors up from the other building we were in. And I'd always been fascinated by this building. And when we first moved in, there was a firm of solicitors in here, and they went bankrupt and the building stood empty for 2 years. Anyway, it was lunchtime after this activation, and I went over to see a friend of mine who works in a building on the other side. And so I was walking along the street and I passed this building, and this door was standing ajar. And I thought, oh, I'm going to go inside and see what it looks like. So I came in and I went, hello, hello, is there anybody here? And this guy appeared. I said, oh, are you the owner? He said, no, no, I'm the agent. I said, I'm just being completely nosy. I said, you know, what's going on here? The building's been standing open for empty for ages. You know, what's going on? And he said, oh, we had a few companies interested, but nobody signed a lease. And then we had somebody come along and they actually have had change of usage. And then they were going to apply for some kind of grant to make it work, and that fell through. So I said, so what kind of change of usage did they apply for? He said, oh, for an indoor play center. I was like, whoa, okay, Father. Okay, you have my attention. Anyway, I then went away and sat with the Father and said, okay, what are you saying? And he said, I want you to open an indoor play center. Okay, now, like nothing on my radar interests me about that. Like zero. So I was thinking, okay, because you know, if daddy wants it, daddy gets it. That's how it works. So I called the team together and I said, listen, guys, I feel like the Father is saying that we need to open an indoor play center. How do we feel about that? So we prayed about it and we came into agreement, and yes, okay, this is what we're going to do. So I then started the negotiations for the lease. And as you know, well, I don't know if it's like that in the US. I'm just going to plug my electricity in because otherwise I'm going to run out of charge. I don't know if it's like that in the US, but in the UK, commercial buildings, leases, the negotiations can go on and on and on and on. Anyway, so we negotiated the lease. We then moved in. We didn't have the money to refurb the building because, you know, it had the last tenants had gone bankrupt. It had been standing empty, and it wasn't fit for purpose because we were now going to open up an indoor play center. And so we didn't have the money to refurb it, but we also knew that we needed to refurb it quickly to be able to bring in some money to pay the rent. Anyway, you know, as is always the case, if the Father orders it, the Father pays for it. He always told me that right at the beginning. He said, I'll pay for what I order. So that's okay. I'm always very careful that he's ordered it, because otherwise I end up paying the bill. Obviously, you know, people arrived and said, we're going to give you this money to pay the rent. And other people arrived and said, we're going to come and do whatever, you know, we're going to come and give you a week's work to refurbish. And other people arrived and said, we're creative artists, we want to paint the walls. And so anyway, off we went. And over a period of time, we refurbed the building and we opened it up as an indoor play center. Now, at the time, I had thought, the father said, this building is going to be an income generating building for the other projects that I want you to run. So I was thinking, wow, great, okay, because he'd been speaking to me for years about multiple streams of income into the ministry. And up until that point in time, there hadn't been streams of income. Really, there'd been faith pulling the income in. That had been the stream of income. And it was a fabulous season to walk through because, well, it teaches you to trust him. And if I have to trust him for 10,000, I can trust him for 2 million, because if you have, it doesn't matter how much you're trusting him for, you know. So so we opened the Freedom Fun House, as it was called, and it did not produce any money. It didn't even pay the bills. And I went back to him and said, well, now, Father, now you need to understand, my background is finance. I spent 20 years in finance. And so, like, I don't find it hard to make money. And yet I knew that I wasn't allowed to. He had said, we're not doing it your way. We're doing it my way. And, you know, when he started to talk to me about multiple streams of income, I got excited because I was like, oh, yes, you're talking my language now. Oh, yeah, I can get on board with this because, yeah, this is going to be fun. I'm really pleased to say that money is irrelevant to me. I like making it because it's actually just fun. But equally, I like just to see how he provides. So as part of the refurb, there was one room. In fact, it's on the other side of this wall, called the Angel Room. And when I walked into the building and into that room, I was like, wow, this room is, there's something about this room. So we called it, we didn't know what to call it, but I kept talking about the fact that every time you walk into the room, the angels are there. And so, you know, after a little while, people started referring to it as the Angel Room. So it got automatically called the Angel Room. So the father said, I want you to commission the Angel Room. I didn't even know what that meant. But I said, okay. So I said to the team, listen, guys, bring all the chairs. We're all going to go and sit in the Angel Room. We're going to commission the Angel Room. Not quite sure what's going to happen, but bring the crystal bowls, bring anything, bring the crystals, bring the oils, bring everything. Let's just bring it all into the Angel Room and see what happens. So we went into the Angel Room and so we started to engage the spirit realm. And the father took me back to 1200. And he showed me that in 1200, the land that this is, which is now an industrial estate, the land was the garden of a monastery. And just outside the window of the Angel Room was a massive big tree. And underneath the tree was a bench, and the lepers, so the monks, would leave food on the benches, pardon me, for the lepers. And the lepers would come and sit on the benches and eat the food, but they'd also have encounters with the angels. And so I saw that the angels were waiting to be invited to co-labor with us. So I invited the angels, and it was quite an extraordinary event. Because actually, they said, we've been waiting. We have been waiting for this to happen because we're mandated to work with you. We've been waiting to be released back into the earth to function. So it was an extraordinary few hours. We kept the angel room as the angel room, and we used to do some of our ministry type things in these three rooms. The room here is the angel room, and the other room there on the other side, we would keep these kind of as the therapy wing of the building, and the fun house was on the other side. So it was about a year later. I came into work one morning, and I came into the reception area, and there was an angel standing there. And I was like, oh, hello. And I mean, I didn't really know what to say. So I said, can I help you? So he said, can we have permission to come out of the angel room and be in the building? And I was like, oh my goodness, I have not given them permission. They've just been hanging out in the angel room. I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. So I went into the angel room and I apologized and I commissioned them and I released them to function within the building. You know, what we're wanting to do is we're wanting to create a habitation of heaven on earth. And almost instantaneously, people noticed the difference. So that carried on until end of last year. So we then had two buildings. We had the building down the road where we were working with the homeless and the marginalized and domestic abuse service and all that kind of stuff that we've been doing down the road. But this building that where we were doing the fun house. And at the end of last year, the father said, so we'd been starting to collect the technology for the wellness hub, although we didn't know what it was going to look like, but we'd started to collect the technology. We'd started to use technology on team and find out how it works, learn how it works, get training around some of the technology. Then I was in the States last year at the... When was it? It was before lockdown, because I was in the States, left the morning that the country closed down, because my friend actually said she wasn't sure if I was going to be on the plane on the other side, because when she woke up in the morning, I'd got on the 6 o'clock flight, and when she woke up in the morning, she saw that Heathrow had been closed. Anyway, you know, I was totally on my own agenda, because this stuff doesn't really impact anything about my life. So I was off with the father, and I had I was going over there to do corporate work and to speak at some conferences. So I'll talk a little bit about the corporate work. So for a while, we have been 15 years or so, we've been developing therapies around all sorts of things, really. Because you see, the father is the solution. So when you learn that and you can start to live that, you can apply it anywhere you like, any arena you fancy, you can apply it because he's the solution. So we, going back to working with the homeless, one of the things we were seeing when we took over the provision of the homeless, which was actually run by a pastor in a building across the road from us before that. So when I agreed to take over that work, I said to him, listen, I don't really see my call as feeding the homeless forever. I see my call as working with people who want to move from that place. I see my call is always about destiny. So if you want to stay stuck where you are, then bye. if you want to move on, I'm so your girl, because let's work together and let's find where you're going. Having a heart where you're wanting to help people transition, you know that taking somebody off the street and putting them in a house is not going to stop them from being homeless, because there are a whole lot of other issues around homelessness that need to be addressed. And one of the key things is the person, dealing with the person. So the father started to speak to me about developing a therapy that we could use with our clients. And so we did. I worked with a psychiatrist of 50 years, and the father downloaded this therapy, which is called forgiveness therapy, which has its own kind of website, its own entity, because it actually isn't a Christian thing. It's delivered by Christians, but it's very much a anybody can access it therapy. And we train people up all over the world around forgiveness therapy, and that I think the website is forgivenesstherapy.org. Is that one? So because we've been developing therapies, the Lord said, I want you to start to take those and apply it into the corporate world. And I was thinking, oh my goodness, how are we going to do that? Anyway, took his hand and started to work in the corporate field. So at that time, I was working with an organization in California. And they wanted me, it was a startup. They were in a funding bid to bring in many millions for this project, for this company. And they wanted me to be their chief potential maximizing officer. And now I didn't know this when I went to California, but during the night, on my first night, the Lord woke me up and said, will you move to California? Well, I just burst into tears because that was the very last thing I wanted to do. Because I come from South Africa, and at the age of 23, I got on a plane with my husband and moved to the other side of the world to my family. And I didn't want to now get on the plane and move to the other side of the world to my family, because I have two grown up kids in the UK. Anyway, you know, after I had a little cry, I said to the father, of course. So the next morning is when it unraveled that they wanted to offer me this job. So I'd said yes the night before to the father. And so I said, okay, you know, you're going to have to convince my husband. And I talked a little bit about that last night. That was an interesting time for us. But he was just incredibly gracious. And he just kept saying, well, let's just see what happens. Well, let's just see what happens. Okay, so I come back to the UK into lockdown. And so we've had to close the fun house. And because of the need for the food bank, which was another service that we were providing, because the need for the food bank just skyrocketed overnight, what we did was we turned this building into a storage facility for the food bank, because we were just, it was unbelievable how many people we were feeding on a weekly basis. And so during that closed down season, the father said to me, when you reopen, it's not going to be a fun house anymore. It's going to be a wellness center. So, I was like, oh, okay. So I said to the team, listen, guys, this is what's going to be happening. We've got a month to pull it together. We're going to transition from a fun house. We're going to have to get rid of all of this stuff. So we sold all the contents of the fun house, and we started to order some machinery, and my trip to the US had actually generated a nice little nest egg that meant that we could buy some technologies. And so, yep, we're off and running. A month later, we opened the wellness doors. Now, I'm telling you this story because when people walk through the door, they'd have no idea about how we got there. They'd just think, oh, this looks lovely. And you probably just woke up one morning and thought, I want to get into wellness. To this day, I don't know why we ran a funhouse. There is no logic in my thinking. One thing I absolutely know is that the Father doesn't do anything for nothing. So because I can't see the logic behind that does not mean that there was no logic behind that. Now, one of the things that happened while I was in California was I was working with the chief, who was going to be the chief sustainability officer. And that was just such a God thing, because she was talking about all of these things that she had been given a vision for. And all of those things ignited within me, because the Lord had been speaking to me about all of that stuff. And I was thinking, how on earth is any of this going to happen? And literally overnight, I saw the possibility of that happening. And it ignited something inside of me to just go, okay, God, I am all in for this thing, whatever this thing is that you're doing. As soon as I said, I'm all in, he started to expand my vision and expand my vision and expand my vision and say, this is what I want. I want restoration cities. I want cities that are heaven on earth. And I want you to be a connection, first of all, globally, to pull that together. And then I want you to be an orchestrator in that. Okay. Now, I've learned that I don't get overwhelmed by anything he's asking me to do, because he's not asking me to do it. He's just asking me to say yes. And the whole, you know, part of that whole purpose in California was to show me how easy it could be, because I didn't have a frame of reference for that. Anyway, I came back to the UK, and then the Father said, okay, I want you to step away from that organization. It's like, oh, okay. So I stepped away from that. And he then opened up an opportunity for me to work with a corporate organization here. And no, completely different mandates, completely different everything. So they invited me onto the spiritual board. I'd been talking about how in some cases I offer that function. And the CEO said to me, I want that. I want to learn how to engage heaven. I want to learn how to engage blueprints. I want that. Will you come and do that for us? I said, listen, I need to tell you, I come with a health warning, because if what you're saying is you want heaven's agenda, he's probably going to turn everything upside down. So he said, okay. He said, I'm up for that. And I think a week later, he had all the funding in place for this. A week later, boom, all the money was gone. Anyway, I had warned him. And so I started to work with this organization, and it has been phenomenal how the Lord has completely turned everything around. And we didn't know where he was going with it. And then he said, okay, I want you to organize a day where you get together and you just start to dream with me. So within the financials, I think it was by year four, the profits move into billions. So I said to the guys, listen, let's just come together and dream with the Lord about what he wants to do with those profits. And so we did that. We planned a day where we were silent. We went into the spirit realm together and we just started to journal what the Father was saying. And then at the end of the day, we shared. And it was Restoration Cities. It was cities of clean living, clean technology, clean, clean, clean. So I was like, okay, so maybe this is how it's going to work. Anyway, I just said yes to the Father. A few months ago, maybe a few more than a few months ago, you know, when you live out of time, you just don't know where you are on the timeline. A time ago, the Father said to me, I want you to bring all the premises under one roof. So what we've got now is we've got a residential a house where people come for treatment, so that because people, it's cheaper for us to do that than people staying in hotels, and we can set up overnight protocols. Then we've got the wellness hub, and we've got the we've got the building down the road. So the Father said, okay, I want you to bring it all under one roof. So I said, okay. And then he showed me a premises that would be able to facilitate that. And he started to talk to me about the next phase, which is the restoration of the land. So we've kind of got the wellness thing going. And he's saying, I want to teach you about how to restore the land, because the land has been denuded of nutrients. And he started to talk to me. One of the things that we do with some of our clients who can't easily absorb nutrients is that we use frequency to deliver the nutrients. And so he started to talk to me about using frequency to re-nutrient the land. And so I was like, okay. And then what I started to do was I started to look at how we're going to do that. So I went and had a look at a piece of land, a house for sale. So you're looking at between £1 and £1.5 million to get kind of a 7-bedroom place with 3 acres of land or whatever. So I started to look for a place, and I started to pull together the figures, because, you know, we're paying rent on 3 premises. So if it's all going to come under one roof, it's probably going to not be much different in the outgoings. And so, you know, I'm starting to look at that and saying, this is very doable for us, potentially. Is that what you're saying? So he said, no, that's not what I'm saying. Oh, okay, so how are we going to do this? He said, I want you to throw open the opportunity for people to partner with you. I want you to throw open the opportunity for people to invest, because what you're doing is you're building a community. You're building with people. So they're going to be people who want to invest because they want to invest in a kingdom project. They're going to be people who want to invest because they want to partner with you for an information exchange. Now, bearing in mind, when you're functioning with something like this in the spirit realm, those kind of things take place. So let's look at the information exchange. In the natural, if I said to you, okay, I'm gonna offer you this opportunity to invest with us, but it's going to be a technology exchange, or it's going to be a something exchange, then, you know, you would naturally, you'd set up some kind of program. Okay, so I'll come to you and you'll teach me this, and you'll come to me and I'll teach you this, and this is how it's going to be. In the spirit realm, those things take place without anywhere near the level of effort that we need to apply when we're trying to function in the natural realm. So the Father said, I want you to make available the opportunity for people to invest. He said, and on top of that, I want you to set up a completely different organization called Restoration Cities. Because I want Restoration Cities to be birthed as people choose to invest in this building that you're going to use to pioneer the next phase of what is going to happen in Restoration Cities. Okay. Now, what really excites me is that during the course of this conference, before I even talked about this, I have had an email come through. And I'm just going to read it. I need to go back here, screen share, to go here, need to go here. Slideshow, current slide. Okay, so this is something I'm not going to name any names, but so it says, I'm a medical practitioner in Australia in the field for over 30 years. I have felt a mandate for many years and had prophesied an apostolic calling in this to restore naturopathic medicine to Christians as it has been stolen by the New Age. I'm officially a fellow of the Australian College of Nutritional and Environmental Medicine and of the Australian Society for Lifestyle Medicine and a co-joint lecturer for the University of Newcastle. I work with what I have been calling creation medicine, body, soul, spirit, using herbs, nutrition, lifestyle, prayer, energy therapies, etc. I was so excited to hear her speak about healing centers, about energy. As I've been saying to my patients for years, it's all about energy. I've recently set up a center in the country with inpatient accommodation to start the vision for healing ministry center set on 3 acres with background mountain bush national park. It is a beautiful sanctuary. Okay, so reason why I wanted to share that with you is because it is what he's asked us to do. 3 acres of land is what he said, and get a residential place. So I'm going to be connecting with that lovely lady after the conference, and seeing where that takes me. But what I know is that, so he asked me to launch Restoration Cities at this conference because this is the restoration of all things. And so Restoration Cities sits so perfectly within the mandate for the restoration of all things. I know that I don't have to do very much now. I just have to tell you this is what the Father is doing. I just have to open it up and say, this is the plan. And so just so that you know, guys, anybody who feels called to invest, it's probably going to be, no, it's not probably, it's definitely going to be a kind of investment like you've never had before, because I'm not going to know very much. So just to tell you, if you ask me most questions, I probably won't be able to answer you. So I'll tell you what the Father has told me. So let me go down to, let me screen share again. Hang on a minute. Stop sharing. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to pull up the website. So after this conference, the website isn't going to be as you'll be able to see it. Let me get back there. Oh my goodness, you've all disappeared. I don't know where you are. Okay, so I can't actually find my Zoom link. So I don't even know if I'm still on Zoom. Benita, if you can hear me in the other room, can you pop in here?
You're fine, Lindy. You're okay. Go back onto that. Yeah, go back onto gallery view. You'll see everybody.
I'm back onto gallery view.
Yeah, it's at the top of the screen. You just see view, top right hand corner, view, go gallery, and you'll see everyone. Right in the top corner of your screen right now.
Anything.
All right.
Oh, look. Don't you just love the technical people? Thank you. That's just fabulous. Thank you. Okay. What I do want to do is share. Oh, man. So I need to do screen share. That's what I need to do. And I need to go here. Okay. So here we go. So basically, there is the front page talks about what we're going to be doing: clean, living, crystal clear. And then the exchange is about the fact that actually we're wanting to create this as an exchange hub. So we're wanting to create this as a place where, first of all, people can build relationship. There are a lot of technologies out there that people are exploring, and we are wanting to find a way to be able to say, let's connect all together. I know that there's a good chance that it won't be via just general websites going forward, but at the moment, that's kind of where it is. So the thing that I wanted to talk to you about is, are you called to invest? Okay. So these are the options that the Lord has told me to put on. And we're expecting it to be repayable in 10 years. We can negotiate other terms. I'm really up for whatever it is. And I know that the other thing I want to say, and this is going to maybe sound, I'm just going to say it. I am going to take every application for investment to the throne room, because what we can't have is any strings attached investment, because I don't even know where this is going, because He hasn't shown me. So I'm really, really looking to partner with people who understand that in the kingdom realm, you don't get to see the big picture. You get to see the big picture and you get to see the first step. You don't get to see much in between. Well, that's how it is for me. That's what you'll find here. This is the Meet the Team. We haven't put their full names on here. Obviously, you probably know who Lindy S is, but then we've got the COO and the CFO, two incredible people that the Lord has connected me with for this journey, who are so mandated for this season, which I am really excited about. So that is just about Restoration Cities. Okay, so what I would like to do now is I would like to do some activations just around the angelic realm. I've got nothing to do with this. I feel like that's that. I've delivered that. And now I just want to start to open up an opportunity for the Father to engage with you around your angels and around understanding the mandates that you have in working with them. So in one of the other activations that I did, I was talking about the angels that are assigned to destinies, that unfulfilled destinies. And what I could see in the middle of the night when the Lord was chatting was that some of you had engaged with that at a level, but there was almost the next phase of that engagement that was necessary. So you'd engaged with making yourself available, you'd engaged with receiving blueprints, if you like. I sometimes want to stay away from using terminology that could lead you down a path that isn't necessarily where I'm going. But some of you engaged with the destinies on offer, but hadn't fully engaged with the angelic community that are assigned to that destiny. Okay, so what I want to do is I just want to open up an encounter for you guys to go back into that choice that you made and engage with the angels assigned to that. So if I just talk about this, the engaging with the angelic around restoration cities, for instance, guys, when we get to know that the angels are waiting to partner with us, the angels are their destinies are interlinked with ours. So they are keen beings to be engaging with us and working with us and empowering us and making it happen. And so there's a whole lot of connectivity that takes place in the spirit realm when we engage with the angels. And you know, I learned this early on when I was connecting with Mike, and I never understood what was happening. And because locationally, he's about an hour and a half away from where I am. So it's about an hour and a half journey. And so, you know, I'd be driving up to spend the day with him, and I'd be chatting to the Lord about all those things that actually were issues that needed dealing with. And we'd spend the day together, drinking coffee. Well, he doesn't drink coffee. Sad for him. He drinks water. So I drink coffee, probably is enough for him and I. And we'd just chat. And what would completely astound me is that I'd get back, and the next day I'd find out that, you know, most of those problems had been resolved. And eventually I'd say to the Lord, so what is it? And he started to open up the spirit realm for me to see that actually what we were doing, even though I did, and this is what's so amazing about the Lord, even when you don't know what you're doing and you're doing it, it's still working. But he was showing me that because we were mandated to work together, when we came together and we came into agreement, the angelic were released to fulfill that. And so we knew that we, at that point in time, we knew that we were mandated for the southwest of England. And so we would cover the southwest of England with our authority, and we would see things shift and change. And of course that sphere has grown and grown and grown and grown and grown. But now I know that intentionally I need to be engaging the angelic realm around my mandates to be doing the things that we're doing. So Mike was talking about, you know, the multi-dimensional and I think I shared a little bit about multi-dimensional functioning. And actually one of the ways that you function multi-dimensionally is by engaging the angelic around that. So I want us just to go back into an opportunity to open an encounter where you guys can see the angels, meet the angels, and start to release the angels into those mandates. Remember When I told you about the angel that was at the reception desk, and I came in, and all I needed to do was agree with them that they could actually have the run of the building. They could actually function within the building. I did not need to tell them what they needed to be doing. And yet we have countless clients telling us stories. They don't understand what they're telling us, but they're telling us stories about things that happened either when they're on the machine or having a massage or whatever it is, having some kind of treatment. They're telling us stories that we know the angels have been busy. They don't know. They're not understanding what's going on. They just know that this place is special. And so they want to keep coming back here. But we don't have to tell the angels what they need to be doing. The angels know that they need what they need to be doing. They just need our permission, and they need our cooperation around that. Okay. So I'm gonna open up an opportunity now for us to engage in the spirit realm. So for those of you who weren't at that session and don't know what I'm talking about, it's okay. Because you can engage with the angels of your destiny. You can engage with the angels that are going to make themselves known to you in this session. Because as soon as we start to talk about the angels and we honor the angels, they come because they want to be where we are. So I'm going to ask you just to close your eyes, and we're going to go into a time of engaging our angels. So Father, thank you. Thank you for the angels. Thank you for the beings, the heavenly beings. Thank you for the hosts of heaven. Thank you for the cloud of witnesses. Thank you for the living beings. Oh, Father. Thank you that your realm is our realm of habitation. And so we step into that realm right now, that realm where there is absolute peace, where there is rest, where there is contentment and fulfillment. In that realm, we are completely affirmed in who we are, because in that realm, we're perfect. In that realm, we are our perfected self. Spirit to spirit. And in that realm, we have absolute access to everything you want to show us. In that realm are the angelic beings that are assigned to work with us. In that realm are the beings who are going to bring about the impossible. They're going to manifest on earth as it is in heaven, because we co-labor with them. We give them permission. We thank you for those beings. And Father, we thank you for everything that you have done in our lives. We thank you for your healing. We thank you for your restoration. Father, we can only restore to the level that we have been restored. So, Father, put a hunger inside of us now for complete restoration so that we can restore completely. And Father, we lay down every agenda, everything of ours, everything that we need to keep a hold of that makes sense. Oh, Father, let us run into your realm where nothing makes sense. Nothing makes sense to the logical mind, because the logical mind has been trained from the tree of knowledge. And we want the logic of the tree of life. So we willingly exchange that today. We willingly hand over to you our training in the logic from the tree of knowledge. And we receive from you the freedom, the logical freedom. Oh, Father, the logical freedom of the tree of life. Strip away from us every need to know anything. Because we just want to know Christ and Him crucified and what that opens up. Thank you, Jesus, that every exchange is an upgrade. Every exchange is an upgrade. Every exchange is an upgrade. So, Father, where I've been holding on to things from a place of desperate need for sanity, I can't let go of this because everything will tumble. I dispense with that lie because every exchange is an upgrade. There may be a slightly tumultuous season as we settle in the upgrade. But Father, we want the upgrade. So I just ask you, Holy Spirit, to show us anything that we're holding on to right now that needs to be upgraded. And as you are surrendering that thing for the upgrade, just see the angelic beings that are waiting to step up and serve in the upgrade. And as you're engaging with the spirit realm right now for that upgrade, know that it is multidimensional. There'll be things going on in your soul right now. There'll be things going on in your spirit right now. There'll be things going on in your body right now. There'll be things going on in your head right now. Don't try and engage with it all. Just lie in the arms of your loving Father. And let Him do it. Just say yes. Yes, Father. Yes, Daddy. We say yes to the upgrade. No more holding on. We're going to start to fly with you. because we are mandated for the restoration of all things. And therefore, we need to be constantly upgrading, because we can only restore to the measure with which we have been restored. So we say yes. We say yes, Father. We say yes. So just allow him to come and open up that realm for you now and show you anything he wants to show you around the upgrade, around the destinies that you have agreed with, around anything to do with this conference. Just let him show you whatever he wants to show you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, so for some of you, I can see that he's showing you completely outrageously impossible things. Just say yes. He loves impossible. Impossible is his favorite game. And that doesn't matter what arena it is. Impossible is his favorite. So for some of you, I can see scrolls being released right now. Don't try and fathom it. Just receive it. Okay, so for some of you, I can see that you carry people. And some of you even carry a lot of people. And I want to encourage you just to release them. There are hosts of angels that are assigned to work with you to carry those people. So just let them go. Release them to the angels. You know, what is so amazing about how heaven works is heaven works like a conductor of an orchestra. And when we release everything, it's like you're juggling all these plates. But when you release them, it's like they become suspended in midair. And when it's time for you to catch a plate, that plate will start to move towards you and you'll catch that plate and you'll hold that plate. And then you'll let it go again, and then it'll be time for the next one. But there's nothing rushed, there's nothing stressful. You just let it all go, and he holds it, and then he orchestrates it like this conductor from heaven, making the symphony all come together. So if that's you, and I'm saying that for quite a few of you, let them go, entrust them. Some of those angels that are assigned are their own angels, and some of those angels are your angels, and they're going to work together. Just let it go. Heaven has so got that. So the other thing I can see is I can see for some of you, he's removing distractions from your life. Don't fight. Let it go. Surrender it. It's almost like I can see this tussle going on. You're holding on to it and he's going, no, son, let me have it. No, son, let me have it. No, just let me have it now. I've got a big plan for this. No, let me have it. You're holding on to this thing for dear life, like your life depends upon it. Let it go. It's a distraction. He's going to take it away. He's going to make it unbelievable. And he's going to give you what you're supposed to be doing instead. And it's going to be a win-win from every way you look at it. You know how Mike has been talking about time? What he's doing right now is so outside of time for so many of you. What he's doing right now is he is bringing into this time zone something that seemed completely impossible. And in a very small moment of time, he's going to just birth something that you thought took forever. So just let him do it. Don't resist. So for some of you right now, he's giving you big dreams. I can just see him painting the picture. It's going to look like this. It's going to look like this. It's going to look like this. And what I'm saying to you is, there's some things that you think are going to happen very quickly. And there are other things that you think is going to take a long time. And what I'm saying to you is, don't come into agreement with that. Because it's almost as though what I'm seeing is the exact opposite is going to happen. Those things that you think are just, well, that's an easy thing, it's just going to happen like that. It's not necessarily going to. And those things that you think, well, that's going to take a long time, he's just going to make happen like that. So just guard your thinking around making, you know, our thinking is creative. Don't create time spans around what he's showing you right now. Just say yes and just let him show you the first step. I can see also that for a few of you, you have been governing in the spirit realm over things, and it looks like nothing's happening, but I see those things coming to land shortly. So don't just keep doing what you're doing. Don't be discouraged that nothing's happening. Because you're going to see the manifestation of those things. Okay, so I'm going to give you a few more minutes and then I'm going to just start to pull it together. And what I'd love to do is to open an opportunity for people to share. Now, I know that it's kind of question and answer time, but actually what I really like in this session is, you know, there's nothing more powerful than having received something in the spirit realm and then speaking it out. Because what we're doing is we are, with our voice, we are creating a resonance of agreement with what we've received in the spirit realm. So I would love to make an opportunity for you to actually create that resonance with your voice, where your body and your soul and your spirit come into agreement for what you have just agreed in the spirit realm. So I'll just give you another minute or two and then I will pull that together. Okay, so can I ask Helena if you would share?
Oh, I've so enjoyed this time, Lindy. Thank you so much. And I've been tracking you all the conference. So I've been listening in, or overhearing, I should say, to everything. And it was really fun. Thank you for leading this, because I felt like immediately I was dressed in my, well, I was dressed. So I was in heaven and I didn't see who was dressing me, but I was being dressed, which is a huge relief, because I don't feel like I'm very confident in hair and makeup. And it was like the hair and makeup and the jewelry and the clothing department were all there, so I could then be taken to the Father. And it's quite interesting, because I'm always on earth, it's always emeralds for me, but in heaven, it's always sapphires. So it's like I'm always in like a sapphire blue colored dress and a crown and jewelry. And it was interesting, because the necklace he gave me this time was very different than in the past. And it was in great detail. And so as I was taken to the Father, having been dressed, I was taken and presented to the Father. And we started dancing together. And then very, very quickly, it was like he moved me on. So it was like we came out of the place of dancing with him into walking in sapphire blue business attire into the business seat. And I sat at the table, and I was at one end of a rectangle table and Jesus was at the other. And as you were speaking, it was like there was a platter down the center of the table with the fruit of the tree of life and the leaves for the healing of the nations. And so I saw that each person at the table was eating the fruit and eating the leaves as well. And I could feel that going into my system and bringing life. So it was like my heart was beating a lot faster. Physically, I could feel my heart rate increasing. And it was, I've been working and finishing my book this weekend. And so it was immediately that he was showing me who the team on earth was, and then who the angels were on the other side of the table. So it was like, Helena, here's your team. And it was a great, it is such a comfort and a great relief to me, because it's like, you know, I don't have to worry about what I'm going to wear, and I don't have to worry about how this is, you know, going to move. It's just like the work is done, it's finished. And then he took me and showed me the healing rooms, and he showed me a device I've never seen before, but it was like a human body recharging station. And it was some type of a, it looked like a, it was a space, but it had a chair, but it was all about pulsating electromagnetic frequency. And so it was called the battery recharge center. And so as I was kind of sitting in this space, every cell of my body was receiving the transmissions of the wave frequencies that were recharging it. And I can feel it. I can feel the frequency of it. So when the day comes that I come across that, I will know what it was. And so then he began to confirm to me the vision that he has given me on earth. He just confirmed to me again, and began to show me what he's shown me in the past. But I like how this seemed to be an ascension of a sequencing, you know, so it was like this happens first, which is coming into the presence and dancing with the Father and trusting that, you know, I don't even have to dress myself to get ready for it. And then one thing and then the other. So thank you very much. It's been lovely.
Thanks, Helena. Thank you so much. I just want to point out, you'll find that the first thing that happened was that Helena danced with the Father. It's that intimacy. Oh my goodness me. When we get that intimacy thing sorted, everything just flows from there. Thanks, Helena.
Yeah, it's funny because I always dance tango with Jesus. With Jesus in me, it's always tango. And tango is so complicated. And I honestly don't think I'll ever dance tango on earth. So.
Dick, I know that you want to share something.
Thank you. I'm glad I got to follow Elena because I often see myself dancing in the spirit realm. Can dance dances that I could never dance on earth. There's just no way. So I just want to confirm that. And I also want to confirm your vision in a way, because last year when you spoke at Rote 2, you talked about engaging limitless. I went into a little trance last year while you were doing the activation, and I saw this device being placed inside of me. And I really didn't quite understand what the device was. It looked like some type of clock, but I wasn't sure. But I felt it was connected to limitless, ceaseless, and timeless. So this year, when you just did this activation, and you mentioned the word upgrade, he was upgrading that device. And then I realized that it was like that body, it was an operating system he put inside of me. And I had gone from he gave me version 2.0 because version 1.0 actually came in at row 1. So I got 2.0 last year, I got 3.0 today. And I don't really know what 3.0 is going to look like, because whenever you start getting a new operating system, you're like, oh my gosh, this is so different than the last operating system, right? But what it's done is it's eliminating a lot of the bugs. And the bugs that were in 2.0 and 1.0 were the mindsets.
Yeah.
The mindsets that I've been living with that have been limited, mindsets, lack, mindsets, anything that says things are impossible. Those mindsets that are related to impossible, that are embedded in fears, which is what everybody's been talking about all weekend, the embedded things that have controlled us. I felt like this 3.0 that's the operating system he's upgraded me to. It's not just for me, it's for everyone, and that I am truly now a tireless, timeless, birthless, deathless being in him, spirit realm. I'm eternal. That means I'm an eternal being. And so where I'm going from here, I don't know, because Lindy, you take us on these rides, and I don't know where we're going to end up. But it's pretty awesome, and if I don't get to share later, I'll just say it's Father's Day in the United States today, and I just wanted to say there's no coincidence that it's Father's Day that we're engaging the Father in this way, and the Father just gave us all a new operating system. How's that?
Wow.
Okay, Kathy's going to talk now.
Thank you. Kathy, can I ask that you speak up a little bit, because we can't hear you too well.
Okay.
We just managed to hear Dick.
Okay. All right. Is this a little better?
Yeah.
Okay. When we did an activation similar to this last year around our Destiny Angels, I met Limitless, but I also met Fearless and Ceaseless. But I haven't really understood exactly how to engage them. I mean, I've worked on it over the year, but I feel like this was just an invitation to re-engage with them. And like you had shared earlier, invite them in and give them permission to be involved in every area of my life. And in particular, inviting them into our relationship, my relationship with Dick and with our children. And I'm very generationally oriented. So I was inviting them to relate to my ancestry as well as future generations. And that was just really different for me to think of that, because I have been working around this relationship with time and partnering with time. So I felt like that was a new place to go for me. And the other thing that I saw was I got a visual for being a Merkaba, because I've heard about Merkabas, but Mike sharing in the previous session really helped me see the Merkabas around each one of my energy gates and how to be that conduit. And as they were spinning, I was seeing lights going off from all of the different points and just creating a continuous stream of light, a continuous stream of energy that kind of like the sparklers that we use at 4th of July, but, you know, just creating a stream of light. And I just share that, and I share what I'm sharing because one of the things that I love that Lindy says, if you can see it, you can have it. So if there's anything that anybody is sharing, me, Dick, or anybody else on this call, if that resonates with you, you claim it because it's yours, because you claim it. And I'm really excited about what you shared about the Restoration Cities, because there's been two themes in my life all along, and it's been around land and it's been about healing. And I'm just really excited about what you're doing and asking the Lord about how we could participate in that. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Kathy. Okay, is there anybody else who wants to share what the Father's been doing? Just pop your hand up or pop something in the chat. Caroline.
Yeah. So as we went into the activation, I went to my favorite place, which is on the Father's lap or in the Father's lap. And I then had a sense of a group of angels and angelic beings that I know have been assigned to me, just standing in a semicircle behind us. And I had that amazing feeling of, wow, this is so awesome that we're all together in the Father's presence. And I'm also learning to not need to understand everything. And so I'm just enjoying his presence and trying to relax and thinking, Father, this is just so wonderful that we have our communities here in heaven that we're part of, and the communities on earth that you're creating around us. And and then you said something about Father revealing what you've just agreed to, and I thought, yeah, I know I've agreed to something. And I agreed to lots of things, you know, before my memory, precognition or whatever we call it. And I thought, you know, I don't need in this moment to know what it is I've agreed to. I just need to know that I've said yes to Father, and that's okay. And it doesn't matter in terms of time, whether it's worked out immediately or a long time in the future. And so it's just such a wonderful place of peace and belonging and knowing that we're not on our own in this journey. And so thank you for opening up that opportunity for us.
Anybody else want to share anything? I will also move to questions if there's time. But I just want to make time for people to share. Henny. We can't hear you. You're muted.
Am I better now?
Yeah.
Is it okay? Lovely. During this conference, I see that they kind of form a circle around the tree of life, and there is something from our belly, just it's nearly like a branch or a root that's kind of going in us. It's a little bit like an avatar sort of things there, we all, or a matrix sort of things there, we all connected in a circle around it. And so that around us there's circle of beings, really colorful, different sort of things just coming and circling us, saying, yes, we want to partner with you. And there was this sense of holy and worship and just joy of loving God, but also doing this together, regardless what we looked like. And I felt we were in a crystal sort of thing. There were these little glowing bubbles that we received, and some of them were eating it, some of them just kind of had it. But it felt inside them, there are these little pockets of liquid gold and liquid honey and light. They really kind of vibrating light. And I sense that with our angels, we were all kind of going to different directions, going under the sea, going on the earth, going to high towers, and just leaving those things. And it felt like they were pulsating something that just burst kind of new liquid. It was nearly like lava flowing from them. And it felt like you had that picture, Nancy shared that picture, how the earth shield looks like. Mm-hmm. And it felt, you know, how those there are the circles and then those grid systems. And it felt like that those circles were everywhere, wherever we went, whether it was a cave, whether it was in the air. And then they were vibrating together, and the grid system wasn't just going kind of around the earth, but it was going like across, zigzag everywhere. Everything was encompassed and just like this electric field just forming. I've had other things, but this was what I wanted to share.
Wow. Thank you so much. Thank you. Oh, awesome. Lilia and Philip.
I have a question. I didn't want to take away from everybody describing their experiences, as I can wait if others have.
No. Other... Go. Okay. Go with it.
For me, my husband and I have been doing a lot of the stepping into the quartz and dealing with our junk, that kind of stuff. Okay. We've been doing that with our close friends and all that stuff. But we've been kind of patient at the same time, delaying from dealing with a lot of our stuff with a kind of, I work in the, my husband and I work. And for the company that I work, I see issues, I see things. And although I had been taking some of those issues in prayer or intercession, but what would that look like in putting them in courtroom perspective, being that I'm just an employee at the company?
Okay. So the first thing I'm gonna say is, when you go into the courtroom, make sure that your heart is clean. Okay, so don't go into the courtroom with any stuff around anything, okay? The next thing is ask the Father if you have a mandate for doing anything on behalf of the company, because you may, but you may not. And if you do have a mandate, then do it. But if you do have a mandate and you do everything, make sure you're doing it from a heart of absolutely no judgment, wanting them to succeed, wanting the best for them, with no agenda for your benefit. So that's one of the ways I test my heart. I test my heart by saying, do I have an ulterior motive here because I want to get something from this? And then if I do, I work around it until that thing is gone. Because as soon as I have an ulterior motive, then I cannot synchronize with the agenda of heaven, because my motive will always clash with me being able to hear anything, because I've already got a plan of what I want it to look like and how I want it to be. So just because you're just an employee doesn't mean you don't have, you know, the Father isn't giving you authority, but do check with him first and then go the way that he leads. Okay. Anybody else got any questions or want to share anything? If not, I shall end this session.